Sheva b'yom hilal ticha. 7 times a day, I praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al mishpatei tzidkecha, on your just laws. David HaMelech praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says 7 times a day, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpatei tzidkecha, his Torah, his just laws. We didn't have the Torah. We didn't have instructions, straight instructions to tell us how to lead our lives. Where would we be? Talking on talk radio shows like everybody else. We'd be clueless. So David HaMelech says, thank you. That's the pashup shot in the pasuk. But the Medrash says something else. The Medrash says, Sheva b'yom hilal ticha, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Elu sheva mitzvos shebekriyashma. These are the 7 mitzvos. L'chera means 7 mandatory praises that we have to say to Hashem every day. And they are Yotzer, Avaraba, Shema, V'hoya, V'yomer, Emes V'yatziv, V'gal Yisrael. Those are the 7 in the morning. At night, L'fi she'ein mitzvos tzitzis ba'arvis, you lose the 3rd parak of Kriya Shema. Maisifim Pirei Sukha Sholem B'Shabbos V'Yantiv. You add the bracha of Pirei Sukha Sholem on Shabbos and Yantiv. Uvachayel, and during the week, Shemer Amo Yisrael Oad. So every day we have 7 mandatory praises to Hashem. At night, 3rd parak of Kriya Shema is replaced by either Apirei Sukha Shalom or Shemer Amo Yisrael Oad. But on Shabbos, we don't say Shemer Amo Yisrael Oad. During the week, we don't say Apirei Sukha Shalom. Why? What's the difference? The Torah brings down, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah also, that the reason that we don't say Shemer Amo Yisrael Oad on Shabbos is Shabbos Ein Tzrichim Shmira. On Shabbos, we don't need Shmira. Shehashabbos Shemer. Shabbos watches us. Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Yochar was the Rebbe of the Ramban. He writes in his Pirush on the Siddur, very similar idea, takes it a bit further. He says, why? Lefisha Shabbos atzma shmirahi. Shabbos itself is a shmira. Al shem dechsiv v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. It says in the pasuk, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. B'nei Yisrael has to keep Shabbos. The Machzor Vitri explains that if we keep Shabbos, then that protects us. What emerges from all of this is that during the week, we have to say Shemer Amo Yisrael Ad because we need some external form of protection. But on Shabbos, all we have to do is keep Shabbos. All we have to do is be Mekayim V'Shamru V'nei Yisrael as Shabbos. And once we do that, Ufrei Salenu Sukha Shleimecha, we're inside HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Iron Dome. We're Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. We're totally protected. We don't need an external form of protection just because it's Shabbos. But why? What does that mean? And how does it work? Mike says, sometimes I think, it's actually true, that we're all delusional. We're nuts. We're crazy. We walk around in this world with no sense of reality whatsoever. Imagine you walked into an asylum. And in this asylum, in one corner, you have a guy standing there and he's screaming at the top of his lungs, yelling at his wife. Problem is, his wife is not in the room. He's delusional. You have a second guy in another corner who is giving an intricate lecture in marine biology to a bunch of ants on the wall. He's also crazy. He's out of touch with reality. Third guy is playing basketball. There's no ball, there's no net, there's no opponent, but he's jumping up and down. He's gone. Rabbi say, that's us. We walk around in the world and we think, you know, we run this place. We earn our own living. If we try hard, we're successful. It's all up to us. We run the world. We're delusional. We're insane. We're crazy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, you know what? You are nuts. Just like the guy who's lecturing in marine biology to the ants in the wall. But if that's the way that you want to live in this world, I'll go along with you too. You can run the world, but then it's up to you. And then you need an external form of shmirah. But there's another way to live in the world. There's a way to live in the world that you realize that you're not doing anything. That you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. If you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, you don't need an external form of shmir. You're protected just by the fact that you're tachas kanfei Hashchina. Ufrois aleinu sukash lamecha. Why is it that we have to be Shomer Shabbos? What's the reason for V'shamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos? Why are we keeping Shabbos? Not very difficult. Just continue on in the pasuk. Beini uvein B'nei Yisrael ois hi li'olam. Shabbos is a sign, an ois. What's an ois? An ois is an emblem. I know people who can't read, they can't even speak, but when they see an emblem of their school, of their camp, they get excited and they scream and they dance. An emblem is powerful. Shabbos is an emblem. And what's it an emblem of? Ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem es hashamayim yes ha'aretz. That Hashem created the world in 6 days. Hashem created it all. Hashem keeps it all going. And if we remember that and we keep Shabbos, so then we don't need any external form of shmirah, ufrois aleinu sukash lamecha. And the truth of the matter is that if it's true of Shabbos, it's true of Sukkot as well. Sukkot is the Chag HaAsiv. It's the time that we gather in. You bring in all your crops. All year round, we play our little game of make-believe. We plant and we reap and we bring home the proverbial paycheck, and it's all up to us. And we should be feeling awfully good about ourselves on Sukkot, because that's when it's all over. We bring in the crops, but we don't. We go up to the roofs, we go outside, we go out of the comfort of our homes, and we say that it had nothing to do with us. It was all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sit tachas kanfei Hashchina in the tzilsa dehemenusa, the shade of Emunah, together with the Yushpizen, in a holy place. Ufrois aleinu sukash lemecha. When we believe that it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's not us, we need no external form of shmirah whatsoever. The Shechina itself protects us. The Ner Michal Alumni Association of Yeshivas Teres Moshe is happy to present the next in our series of audios on the Yomim Tovim. This one is entitled Ufrois Aleinu Sukash Lemecha Shiurim on Sukkos. May we always be protected tachas kanfei Hashchina, and may we meet very soon in the Sukkah Shalom together with Kol Amo Yisrael in Yerushalayim.